Good morning, Kyo.
Good morning.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you joyful?
Yes.
I am happy and joyful. I know someone is also very happy and joyful. I love words. Unfortunately, I don't speak very much perfect English to understand many, many words in English. And unfortunately, I cannot translate some words from Portuguese to English in the way that they should be. I used to live in Florida. I used to live in Orlando. And my complex apartment, there was 600 so houses. And there was a lot of kids. And so many times, I could see those kids around the parking lot, playing and making jokes and doing things that all kids does. And the most interesting thing was, they speak English, Spanish, and Portuguese at the same time. At the same time, they used to speak the three languages at the same time. They pick the best word from this language, the better word from that language, and the better word from the other language, and put all together. Worse than this is, they understand each other. Was so nice, was so good. Was so good to see them speaking and talking with each other and understanding each other in so many different languages. As I told you, I love words. I love to know why one word exists and what is the real meaning of that word, where that word came from. There are some words that make me think and call me attention. There is one word that I hear and I sometimes grant the spirit is praying, and he say one word, recognize. I don't know about you, but that word comes to my heart, shake me, and do something that I don't understand. Recognize. If I go to the dictionary, I can see that recognize can be knowing, accepting, agreeing, praising, applauding. We are going to, it's not an English class today. Today we are preaching. It's a message, hopefully a good message for our hearts, because God is here. But we are going to see a lot of dictionary things. I will not read everything that's on the screen, but I want to understand something in this word, recognize. Recognize can be to know and to remember. Recognize can be to accept or to be aware that something is true or exists. Recognize can be to accept and approve of something as having legal or official authority. Recognize can be many things, but to publicly is also to publicly give a special attention or notice to something or someone. I will use this word, recognize, to say that we recognize God as our God, the creator of the universe, the source and the sustainer of our life and our hope. We recognize that Jesus Christ, his only Son, died for us and gave us life. We recognize that we are sinners, that without Jesus, we would have no hope. We recognize
that the church is His, not ours, and we are cooperating with Him to bring the gospel to others. Recognize is a very profound word. But there is another one that is very much great, but very much profound. That is joy. Joy is a word that we don't have in Portuguese. In the meaning of joy, the big meaning of joy. We have some word very close to joy, but we don't use that word. In the dictionary, we can see that they say that joy is a feeling of great happiness. They can also say that is a source or cause of great happiness, something or someone that gives joy to someone. Success is doing, finding, or getting something that can be joy on the dictionary. But in the Bible, we can see something else about joy. We have a lot of passages. I search in the computer, my very fast computer, and I found more than 500 times joy being cited in the Bible. I will not read 500 times joy here, just 250. The first one is in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Psalm 21:6 says, surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. Psalm 100 verse 2, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. I don't know about you, but I love that word joy. I love that. John 15:11, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus wants that your joy to be complete. Acts 13:52 says, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Okay, there will be three more words later on today. You know my story. Some of you know me for 9 years, almost 10 years. You know about the Portuguese-speaking church that we planted in Orlando, Florida. You know already that more than 150 people were baptized there. You remember also that one day I decided to step out in faith and come to Canada to start a new church here in Toronto for the Portuguese-speaking people. You know that Q Street Christian Church received me with open arms, open heart, open wallet. You know that Impact Canada helped me. Some sport Christian mission in the States, the mission that I was affiliated to in the States helped me. Some churches in the States helped me to do this dream, to be not a dream only. I was able to plant Maple Leaf Christian Church I was able to, with the help of our God, to baptize like 15 people here in Toronto. And many, many people that were Christians came back to church because of Maple Leaf. No, because of God. But the year 2016 came. And in May, in May 9th of that year, Regina was diagnosed with cancer, a very aggressive cancer. And only 2 months later, she passed away on July the 6th. That was an enormous loss for me, for us, the family, for Kiel, for the church, for Maple Leaf, for our ministry. At that time, I received your love through the shoulders for me to cry, for the words of comfort, for the time of Grant opened his office every day that I need to talk with someone. From the financial support that Q helped me with. But life had to go. Life had to go forward. And I got married with Eva. Eva that I knew 50 years before. That we have some, you know, 50 years ago. But who I didn't see for 45 years. And one day, hey Facebook, sometimes you are good. One day, I found her, or I think she found me, but she doesn't say that. And we could start a conversation over the internet. Internet's good sometimes. And I went to Brazil, and I saw her. She saw me, of course. And then she said, no, you're not going back. You're only going back if I go. She didn't say that. I was dreaming. Then we got married. We got married. I don't have to read. I don't have to look which day because I know. We got married in October 2017. And we are happy together. We could remember things from the far, far past. And but in April next year, 2018, I have my open heart surgery. And I have to stay home for 6 months. Just after that 6 months, I have another surgery. And I have to stay home for 2 months. And just after that new surgery, I came back, but Maple Leaf was empty. The people went to other churches, and I asked them to go to other churches because nobody can be 8 months without shepherd. And the people went out, and I started to work only part-time here at Q. I don't have money anymore, support anymore to start a new church again. And then I said to God, what do you want, to God? I don't know about you, but sometimes it's so hard to understand what God wants. But talking with Eva, talking with
just few, one or two other people, we decided that I understood that God was calling me to a new ministry. It's not a new ministry. It's a ministry focused more in something else than be a church planter. We decided to go to Brazil. And we are going to work alongside with a non-profit organization that is called Amigos da Vida, Friends of Life. Eva was executive director of that organization, a volunteer position for a few years before we got married and we came to Toronto. This organization is in the city of Machado City, south of the state of Minas Gerais. You can see that there is no the name of the city of this map. Then I put an arrow bigger than the city. You can see São Paulo, where I was living before coming to America. And you can see just a little north, you can see Minas Gerais, and you can see the city of Machado. This organization helps people with cancer, gives support to people with cancer and their families. Machado, we are going to see a few pictures. They can start to put the pictures. And you can see this is one of the hospitals in Machado. I am speaking Machado in English now. Machado. And we have some schools, we have coffee farms, we have beautiful places in Machado. It's a 40,000 people city. It's a small city, 40,000 people. We can see it's a good city, it's a beautiful city. Eva lived there forever. Her 32 years old, her 32 years of life, she lived there. She lived there for all her life, 32 years. And she was teacher there for 21 years. And her family part, a big part of her family lives there. I have there my grandfather, my grandmother, my father, my mother, my sons, my brothers, all are from Machado. That is a very pleasant place for me to stay, because I know almost not too much as heaven knows, but I know many, many people. I still have two aunts there, a lot of cousins, I have friends, I have a lot of people there. But talking about Amigos da Vida, the Friends of Life, is an organization that takes care of 106 people that need help, that needs support, that needs something that I had here in 2016 when Regina passed away. You know, support during the time of sickness, support during the time that you have nothing to do, just wait to die. And the family needs help. And I will be there. I talk with the new Rosangela, the new director of the Amigos da Vida,
and she is happy waiting for us. I will be there talking with people, praying with people. It's a non-religious organization, but I am free to pray. I am free to talk about Jesus Christ. I'm free to talk about salvation for those who want to know. And we are going to visit them in their houses.
We are going to help the people that are around them, the family. The family. We need help. We need a shoulder. I know that. I know that how much we need a shoulder. You are seeing something in this organization. They have their own building. They don't have money, but they have building. They do many things to help people and to help the family that needs help. I am going to be. We are going to be a volunteer there, and we are going to help people to have hope. I am happy with this decision. I am happy to be available to help and preach the gospel for those in need. I am sure that we will see God work and God working to give His comfort and to lead people to Himself through the ministry He has called me. And I am sure that an impact will be made in many lives in Brazil. Let's go back to our dictionary. Let's go back to words. Going back to Brazil, I will work to bring the gospel to those who are sick, many of them dying, and to their families. And I want to bring hope to them. Hope is our next word. Hope is an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes with respect to events and circumstances in one's life or the world at large. As a verb, its definitions include expect with confidence, and to cherish a desire with anticipation. That's the dictionary. But a Christian definition of hope is far, far superior to that on the word on the dictionary. Instead of wishing or hoping for something to happen, a believer knows that their hope is solid, concrete evidence, because it is grounded in the Word of God. And we know that God cannot lie. Amen? The Christian has a hope that is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It is a hope that is like faith, a faith that cannot be moved by circumstance or what the eyes see because of an unseen God. This unseen God is seen in His faithfulness. God is helping us to have hope, to be hopeful since the beginning. And He completed His work on hope, giving Jesus Christ, to be our Savior and our Lord. Christmas is about that hope. It's about the coming of the Son of God to deliver us from the eternal distance from God, our Father, giving us hope. Now that I already told to you that we are leaving to Brazil in a few days. How many days? Abby?
20
days. She knows. Happier. I want to show you another word. I want to say that I will have saudades of you. Saudade is translated into English as miss. But let's see some meaning of miss on the dictionary. Miss is to fall, to hit, catch, reach, or get. Miss is to fail to use, is to fail to do, take, make, or have. Miss is to be without something. Miss is to fail to present for something, to be present for something. Miss is to notice or feel the absence of someone or something. Is fail to understand. Is fail to hear or learn about. Is fail to see or notice. A lot of definitions of miss. But none of those definitions can say the real meaning of saudades. Saudade is a Portuguese word that has no direct translation into English. It is described as a deep emotional state of nostalgic or deeply melancholic longing for an absent something or someone that one loves. Moreover, it often carries a repressed knowledge that the object of longing will never return. A stronger form of saudade may be felt towards people and things whose whereabouts are unknown, such as a lost lover or a family member who has gone missing. Saudade was once described as the lover, at the love that remains after someone is gone. Saudade is the recollection of feelings, experiences, places, or events that once brought excitement, pleasure, well-being, which now triggers the senses and makes one live again. It can be described as an emptiness, like someone or something that should be there in a particular moment is missing, and the individual feels this absence. It brings sad and happiness feelings all together. Sadness for missing and happiness for having experienced the feeling. So, I will not miss you. I will certainly have saudades de você. Saudades of you. There is a Brazilian writer that wrote, half of me is living, half of me is saudade. Saudades. Half of me is happiness, to go, to be productive, to be fruitful for the kingdom. But half of me is already missing you. Not just missing, but with saudades de vocês, of you. Now the last word I want to share with you. After the message, can someone call 911, please? The last word is the title of the message today. Obrigado. Obrigado is always translated as thank you. But if we go deep on this meaning of the word, we will be surprised. According to Thomas Aquinas. Is that Aquinas? Thomas Aquino, for me, is better. But Thomas Aquinas, in the Treatise of Gratitude, he teaches that gratitude consists of a complex human reality and consists of three levels. The first level is that of recognition of the benefit received. The second level is the level of thanks, which consists of praising and giving thanks. The third level is the deepest level, the level of retribution. The bound are at this level, we feel bound and committed to the same to others. As we analyze the three levels of gratitude, we realize that each country, making use of its language, thanks one in one of the three levels. In English and German, the thanks is the most superficial level. When we say thank you or zu dank, we express recognition for the favor we receive. This level is directly linked to our intellectual, because we need to think and ponder to recognize a particular achievement. The lack of recognition implies the supreme ingratitude, since there was not even the simplest degree of gratitude. In most other languages, they thank at the intermediate level by speaking merci in French, gracias in Spanish, grazie in Italian. We are giving a grace for what we received. And in this sense, we are being grateful. The Portuguese formulation of thank you is the only one that expresses the deepest level of gratitude. When we thank you, we mean obrigado. So we are binding, committing ourselves to return a favor. Here we perceive the uniqueness and beauty of the thanks in the Portuguese language. A special word that I want to use today on its deepest level of gratitude. I want to thank you. I want you to understand the profound meaning of the profound meaning and the commitment it carries. I say obrigado to God, and I become compromised with Him. I say obrigado to kill, and I become compromised with the church. I say obrigado to each and every one of you, and I become compromised with each one in doing all I can to spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and in the years to come. The only thing I can say now for you or to you, thank you very much. Muito obrigado.